Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily.
Glad to be back.
Today's a good one. We're doing a deep dive into all the crazy things happening in cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah. There's been some
big ones lately.
You know, we've got these huge cryptocurrency heists, vulnerabilities in big telecom companies, and even have Google protecting.
Yeah, getting ready for the future with quantum computers.
A future with quantum computers.
Yeah.
It's a lot to cover.
So let's just get started. First up, this crazy cryptocurrency heist.
Oh, man, this one is wild.
We're talking about $1.5 billion stolen from Bybit.
It's a major cryptocurrency exchange, big one.
Yeah.
And they basically, cryptocurrency exchanges use these things called cold wallets to keep most of their money offline for security reasons.
Makes sense.
These hackers managed to exploit a transfer between Bybit's cold wallet and a hot wallet. Hot wallets are connected to the internet. That's how people do transactions.
Right.
So it's like they did this digital sleight of hand, just redirected the funds in transit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, how do they even manipulate the smart contracts like that?
That's the thing, right? Those are self-executing agreements on the blockchain, supposed to be super secure.
Right.
And it shows that, you know, the blockchain itself is really secure, but the stuff that we build on top of it, the applications,
can still be vulnerable.
Definitely can be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it gets even more interesting when you look at who is probably behind this.
Okay.
Blockchain security experts are pointing the finger at the Lazarus Group.
You mean that North Korean hacking group?
The one and only.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
They've been linked to a lot of these high-profile attacks.
Yeah.
And they're getting more sophisticated.
Yeah.
In this Bybit case, they used all these meme coins.
Meme coins. What are those?
Oh, you know, like Dogecoin and all the other joke cryptocurrencies.
Right.
So they used those and a bunch of laundering techniques to try and cover their tracks. It's like a huge money laundering operation.
Wow.
But the thing is, the blockchain doesn't lie.
Right.
So they found evidence that a centralized mixer called XX was used to launder some of the stolen Ethereum.
And XX is saying they weren't involved.
Exactly. They're denying it, but
the
evidence is pretty clear.
That's crazy that even like legitimate platforms can be exploited for these illicit activities.
It highlights the need for way more scrutiny in the crypto world.
Yeah, definitely.
We're talking about billions of dollars at stake.
All right, well, let's move on to a different kind of attack
that
might hit a little closer to home for some people.
Oh, yeah.
Orange Group, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That European telecom company.
Big telecom company.
Yeah. They confirmed a data breach.
Oh.
Affecting both employees and customers.
Oh.
So this wasn't a quick job. This hacker that goes by the name Ray was apparently in Orange's systems for like a month.
Wow, a month. That's a long time.
They used a popular project management tool called Jira software.
Okay.
And they use that plus internal portals to steal sensitive data.
It shows you that any tool can be an entry point for these attackers.
Right.
If it's not secured, right?
Yeah. And to make matters worse, Ray also had compromised credentials.
So like stolen passwords?
Yeah. Weak passwords, stolen passwords.
It shows the importance of strong passwords.
Yeah. And that two-factor authentication.
Absolutely. You got to have that extra layer of protection.
Yeah.
So this Ray, they exploited multiple vulnerabilities, used technical exploits, and then also social engineering tactics to get into Orange's systems.
It sounds like they were trying to extort Orange too, right?
Yeah, that's right. They wanted a ransom in exchange for not leaking the data.
And Orange just said no.
They refused to negotiate,
and
they publicly disclosed the breach.
I think that's a responsible move.
Absolutely. Transparency is key in these situations.
Yeah.
It lets customers and employees know what happened and how to protect themselves.
Exactly. So much better than trying to hide it.
Oh, for sure.
So what do we know about this Ray character?
Well, there's another layer to this story.
Okay.
They've also been linked to the Hellcat ransomware group.
So this wasn't just some random person acting alone.
Looks like it might be a bigger operation.
And what does Hellcat normally do?
Well, they've targeted companies in a bunch of different sectors.
Right.
And they also seem to like exploiting vulnerabilities in Jira servers to get their hands on sensitive data. They went after big companies before, Schneider Electric and another telecom company called Telefonica.
It sounds like they're pretty organized.
Yeah, and sophisticated.
This should be a wake-up call for any company.
Oh, yeah.
No matter the size.
It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
These attacks are just getting more and more common.
Yeah. All right. Well, these first two stories have been kind of scary.
Yeah.
So let's end on a more positive note.
Okay. I like that.
Let's talk about Google and what they're doing to get ready for the future of cybersecurity.
All right. Let's talk quantum computing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is Google doing? What's this quantum leap in encryption I keep hearing about?
So quantum computers are getting super powerful.
Right.
And theoretically, they could break the encryption that we use every day.
Really?
Yeah. It's scary. Like, hackers could just steal encrypted data now and wait until they have a powerful enough quantum computer to decrypt it.
So that's what Google is trying to stop.
They're trying to future-proof their encryption.
I see.
Their key management service, Google Cloud KMS, is adding support for quantum-safe digital signatures.
So what does that mean?
It means they're using algorithms that are supposed to be resistant to attacks from even the most powerful quantum computers.
Oh, wow. I have to admit, I don't really understand how that works.
It's complicated, but basically they're creating a lock that even with the most advanced tools, you can't pick it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And is Google following some kind of standard for all this?
Yes, they are using the latest standards from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST.
Oh, NIST, yeah.
They set the benchmarks for cybersecurity.
Got it.
And the really cool thing is that Google is going to open source their implementations. They're sharing the code with everyone.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a pretty bold move.
So they're not just protecting themselves, but trying to improve cybersecurity for everyone.
They want everyone to be able to look at the code, test it, improve it, and build upon it.
I really like that approach. So much better than companies that just try to react after something bad happens.
It's a much better approach.
Yeah.
This kind of transparency and collaboration is how we make real progress in fighting cybercrime.
Well, I have to say, this has been a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in.
From these billion-dollar heists
yeah.
to these data breaches
yeah.
and this wild world of quantum computers.
Yeah, it's a crazy world out there. But we're just getting started. When we come back after the break,
all right.
we'll talk about what all of this means and what you can do to protect yourself.
I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back
to Cyber Mornings Daily.
We're going to keep going with our
deep dive
into the world of cybercrime
yes.
and quantum computing.
So much to talk about.
So before we went to break, which we're not doing
well,
today.
Well, it's not so much.
So much to cover.
To cover.
We were talking about that Bybit heist.
Yeah.
Where $1.5 billion was stolen.
$1.5 billion.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about the data breach of Orange Group.
That European telecom company.
And we just finished talking about...
Yeah, we just finished Google Cloud and quantum safe
signatures.
Yeah. yeah.
So let's talk about...
Where do we go from here?
What this means for the average person, you know?
Right, like...
Are we all at risk?
Yeah, are we all going to get hacked?
Are we all going to get hacked by these really sophisticated attacks?
Yeah, is this like the end of the world?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the end of the world. I mean, nobody's completely immune to this stuff.
Right.
But we can all do things to protect ourselves.
Okay.
And empower ourselves by understanding the threats.
All right.
So that's what we're all about here.
That's what Cyber Mornings Daily is all about.
On Cyber Mornings Daily, yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
So what can people do?
So what can our listeners do?
Yeah, what can our listeners do?
To protect themselves.
Like in their daily lives, you know?
It all starts with the basics. Strong passwords.
Okay.
I'm talking unique, complex password for every single account.
Oh, yeah. I know people get lazy with that.
It's so important.
Yeah.
And enable two-factor authentication wherever you can
yeah.
add an extra layer of armor.
Right, like on your bank accounts.
To your digital life, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can't forget about phishing scams.
Phishing, oh, yeah.
Be careful about clicking links.
Clicking on things you don't.
Or opening attachments.
Oh, yeah, for people you don't know.
Right.
Think before you click.
Think before you click.
Super important.
Yeah.
And be mindful of what you share online.
Yeah.
Because once it's out there.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
It's out there.
You can't take it back.
That's right.
And it's not just individuals, right?
Oh, no.
Companies need to step up, too.
Absolutely. They have such a big responsibility.
Right.
To protect their systems and protect their customers' data.
Like how Orange Group publicly disclosed their breach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good step.
Transparency.
Transparency is huge.
That builds trust, right?
Yeah, it builds trust.
Yeah.
It also sets a good example.
For other companies.
Exactly.
Yeah. So besides just being transparent.
So what else can companies do?
Yeah, what can companies do? Well, they need to invest in robust security measures.
Like what? Like, give me some specifics.
I'm talking about firewalls.
Okay, yeah.
intrusion detection systems, and encryption.
Okay.
Building a fortress around your data.
It's like building a fortress around all your valuable stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
And keep your software up to date.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, updating as soon as you can.
Updating, yeah.
Patching vulnerabilities as soon as they come out.
As soon as you can.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. Close those gaps in the armor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Close the gaps.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the people.
Oh, yeah.
Employee training.
Right.
It's super important. Everyone in the company needs to understand cybersecurity.
Yeah.
How to identify threats.
Yeah. And what to do if they see something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to report it.
Like if an email looks suspicious, you know.
You got to report it.
Don't click on it.
Don't click it.
Yeah.
Report it. So it's all about creating a culture.
A culture of
security, where everybody's on the lookout.
Vigilant.
Vigilant. Yeah. And, you know.
And so this quantum computing thing, it's a big deal, right?
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Companies need to start thinking about these quantum resistant algorithms, just like Google's doing with their digital signatures.
Right.
We got to stay ahead.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure the data stays safe.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we even wrap our hands around this quantum computing?
Quantum computing is a double-edged sword.
Okay.
I mean, it can be great for a lot of industries.
It can revolutionize things.
It can change everything.
Yeah.
And it's going to create a lot of cybersecurity challenges, too.
It's scary.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
But it's not all doom and gloom, you know?
Okay, good.
Cybersecurity people are coming up with new ways to combat all these threats.
That's good.
It's an arms race.
An arms race, yeah.
But we can win it.
All right, so we're going to win.
I think so.
Yeah.
If we all work together and stay vigilant, we're going to be okay.
So that's the important thing.
That's the takeaway.
We got to work together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Collaboration is key.
I completely agree. Yeah. This has been really insightful.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned a lot today.
Good.
So any final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
For our listeners before we wrap things up.
Just remember that cybersecurity is a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay.
You got to stay informed.
Stay informed.
Be proactive.
Yeah.
And keep learning about these threats.
Right.
Knowledge is your best defense.
I like that.
All right.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily.
Time to wrap things up. Our deep dive.
Our deep dive.
Into all things cyber.
Quantum computing.
That's right.
Yeah. We've talked about a lot.
We covered a lot of ground.
Today.
A lot of ground.
Yeah.
From billion-dollar heists.
These big
to data breaches
heists to the quantum
right
stuff.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's recap.
Okay.
We talked about the Bybit heist.
Uh-huh.
Hackers got away with a lot of money.
$1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion.
It's a lot of money.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the Orange Group data breach.
Right. Big telecom company.
Yeah, showing us that even big companies aren't immune.
Nobody's immune
with these attacks.
Yeah.
And then we talked about Google trying to get ahead of the game with their quantum safe.
Quantum safe digital signatures.
Digital signatures.
That's right.
So as we finish up here.
Yeah, as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cybersecurity, it's not just an IT issue anymore.
Okay.
It's a societal issue.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it affects all of us.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Our lives are so tied to technology now.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, everything we do.
Yeah.
Finances, healthcare,
communication,
entertainment.
Yeah, it's all digital now.
It's all digital, and that means we're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, what if a big bank gets attacked?
Oh, yeah.
That could disrupt the whole financial system.
Right.
Or a healthcare provider.
Oh, yeah.
That could compromise all the patient data.
That's people's lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really sensitive data.
Super sensitive.
Yeah.
And think about critical infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like power grids and transportation. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
An attack on that could be devastating.
It could affect whole communities.
Whole cities, whole regions.
Yeah.
So it's not just about our devices anymore. It's bigger than that.
It's about society.
It's about society.
Yeah.
It's about making sure that technology serves us.
Not the other way around.
Not the other way around.
Yeah. So what can we do? Like, what can people do?
We all have to work together.
Okay.
Individuals, we need to be aware.
Aware of the risks.
Of the risks, yeah.
Yeah.
Strong passwords. Two-factor authentication.
Think before you click.
Think before you click, exactly.
Right.
And companies, they need to really invest.
Invest in security.
In security,
yeah.
Protect their customers' data.
Put security first.
Yeah, make it a priority.
Yeah.
So we all have a role to play.
I like that. It's a team effort.
It's a team effort.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity is a journey. It's not a destination.
Right.
It's always evolving.
The threats are always changing.
Always changing.
Yeah.
But if we work together,
right,
stay informed.
Stay informed, we can build a safer future.
Or build a better future.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great deep dive.
It has been fun.
I've learned so much.
Good. I'm glad.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in to Cyber Mornings Daily.
And we'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.